The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 10, text number 9. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on April 29th, 2015, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate. Te Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Machchita madgata prana.
Machchita madgata prana.
Bodhayanta parasparam.
Bodhayanta parasparam.
Katayantascha mam nityam.
Katayantascha mam nityam.
Tashyanta charamanticha. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. Purport. Pure devotees, whose characteristics are mentioned here, engage themselves fully in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Their minds cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of Krishna. Their talks are solely on the transcendental subjects. The symptoms of the pure devotees are described in this verse specifically. Devotees of the Supreme Lord are 24 hours daily engaged in glorifying the qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Their hearts and souls are constantly submerged in Krishna, and they take pleasure in discussing Him with other devotees. In the preliminary stage of devotional service, they relish the transcendental pleasure from the service itself, and in the mature stage, they are actually situated in love of God. Once situated in that transcendental position, they can relish the highest perfection which is exhibited by the Lord in His abode. Lord Chaitanya likens transcendental devotional service to the sowing of a seed in the heart of a living entity. There are innumerable living entities traveling throughout the different planets of the universe, and out of them there are a few who are fortunate enough to meet a pure devotee and get the chance to understand devotional service. This devotional service is just like a seed, and if it is sown in the heart of a living entity, and if he goes on hearing and chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then that seed fructifies, just as the seed of a tree fructifies with regular watering. The spiritual plant of devotional service gradually grows and grows until it penetrates the coverings of the material universe and enters into the Brahmajyoti effulgence in the spiritual sky. In the spiritual sky also, that plant grows more and more until it reaches the highest planet, which is called Goloka Vrindavan, the supreme planet of Krishna. Ultimately, the plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna and rests there. Gradually, as a plant grows fruits and flowers, that plant of devotional service also produces fruits. And the watering process in the form of chanting and hearing goes on. This plant of devotional service is fully described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, Chapter 19. It is explained there that when the complete plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, one becomes fully absorbed in love of God, then he cannot live even for a moment without being in contact with the Supreme Lord, just as a fish cannot live without water. In such a state, the devotee actually attains the transcendental qualities in contact with the Supreme Lord. The Srimad Bhagavatam is also full of such narrations about the relationship between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to the devotees, as stated in Bhagavatam itself, 12:13-18. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavam Priyam. In this narration, there is nothing about material activities, economic development, sense gratification, or liberation. Srimad Bhagavatam is the only narration in which the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord and his devotees is fully described. Thus, the realized souls in Krishna consciousness take continual pleasure in hearing such transcendental literatures, just as a young boy and girl take pleasure in association. So, Srila Prabhupada here mentions, just as a young boy and a young girl take pleasure in associating with each other, those who are realized in Krishna consciousness take continual pleasure in hearing about Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada čia komentare pasakoja, kad lygiai taip, kaip vaikina ir vaikinas ir mergina džiaugiasi kartu būdami, taip ir transcendentalistai džiaugiasi kalbėdami apie Krishna.
Of course, in this material world, the attraction between boy and girl is the number one attraction.
Šitame materialiame pasaulyje trauka tarp vyro ir moters yra pačia pirmoje vietoje.
But this attraction to Krishna is even more attractive.
Bet potraukis Krishnai yra dar patrauklesnis.
So, instead of trying to enjoy boy and girl relationships,
bet į to, kad stengtis, tenkintis vaikino ir mergino santykis,
which are never fully enjoyable.
Kurių niekad nepavyks pilnai, kuriais nepavyks pilnai pasitenkinti.
Even if I have a beautiful girlfriend, sometimes we fight.
Netgi jeigu turėsiu pačią gražiausią draugę, kartais mes pyksimės.
So this boy-girl thing is not always pleasant.
Taigi nebus visą laiką šitie santykiai malonus.
But this thing, Krishna consciousness,
bet Krishna sąmonė,
it is always pleasant.
Visą laiką teikia džiaugsmą.
Krishna is forever flooding his devotees with an unlimited ocean of happiness.
Krishna kiekvieną akimirką užtvindo savo atsidavusiuosius laimę.
So if we can learn how to taste this pleasure,
taigi mes galime išmokti, kaip ragauti šį džiaugsmą.
Krishna katha,
kuris vadinasi Krishna
katha, relishing the topics of Krishna,
džiaugtis,
then we can enjoy 24 hours a day without any interruption.
Taip galima džiaugtis 24 valandas per parą.
Even if I have a beautiful girlfriend,
net jeigu turiu labai gražią draugę,
and we never fight,
ir mes niekad nesipykstame,
still death will come and separate us.
Vis viena mirtis ateis ir mus išskirs.
But the relationship with Krishna,
bet santykis su Krishna,
is deathless,
yra nemirtingas,
amara. It is never separated by anything. Because it's not executed on the platform of the material body. It's executed on the platform of the eternal spirit soul. The soul lives forever. He is not affected by birth, death, old age and disease. The soul is eternally youthful.
Siela yra amžinai jauna.
In Sanskrit it is called Atma.
Sanskrite, jinai vadinama Atma.
Each and every one of us is actually a Atma, a spirit soul.
Kiekvienas iš mūsų yra Atma.
We have nothing to do with these material bodies.
Ir nieko neturime bendro su šitais kūnais.
They are just coverings.
Jie tik tai dengia mus.
Or you could say garments.
Tai yra mūsų rūbas.
Today I wear a red shirt.
Šiandien aš galiu turėti raudoną.
Tomorrow I wear a green shirt.
O rytoj žalius.
Does that mean that I am Mr. Red Shirt or Mr. Green Shirt?
Bet tai nereiškia, kad aš esu Misteris Raudonė arba Žali Marškinėlė.
No, I am who I am.
Ne, aš esu tas, kas...
The shirt does not change my identity.
Ir mano rūbas nekeičia mano tapatybės.
So your body does not change your identity.
Taigi, jūsų kūnas nekeičia jūsų.
You are an eternal spiritual being.
Jūs esate amžina, gyvoji būtybė.
Qualitatively one with God.
Kuri kokybiškai ta pati Dievu.
Whether you have a white body, a black body,
visiškai nesvarbu, ar jūs baltaodis, ar juodaodis,
a male body, a female body,
ar turite vyrą, ar moters kūną,
a young body, an old body,
ar jauną kūną, ar jau susenusį,
an American body, or a Lithuanian body,
amerikietišką, ar lietuvišką.
It has nothing to do with the actual self.
Tai nieko bendro neturi su tikraisiais.
In fact, I can explain to you authoritatively.
Aš tai galiu jums paaiškinti autoritetingai.
That the only reason we ever experience any anxiety
vienintelė priežastis, kodėl mes patiriame kančias,
is because we misidentify ourselves with these bodies.
Tik tai todėl, kad mes laikome save šituo kūnu.
As soon as you think, I am this body,
kai tik pagalvojam, kad aš esu šitas kūnas,
you immediately enter into a world of misery.
Iš karto patenkate į kančių pasaulį.
And as soon as you realize I'm not this body,
ir kai tik tai suvokit, kad aš nesu šis kūnas,
I am the eternal servant of God.
Vietoj to, suprasdami, kad esu amžinas viešpatės tarnas,
then you enter into the realm of transcendental bliss.
Bet iš karto jūs patenkate į transcendentinį,
where there is pure love at every moment,
kurioje galite džiaugtis kiekvieną,
full cognition,
pilnoje sąmonėje.
Ignorance does not exist in that realm.
Šioje būsinoje neišmanimas neegzistuoja.
This material world is the realm of ignorance.
Materialus pasaulis yra neišmanimo buveinė.
And because we are associated with this ignorance of this material world,
ir dėl to, kad mes bendraujame su šitu materialaus pasaulio neišmanimu,
we misidentify ourselves with this bag of blood and bones.
Dėl to klaidingai save tapatiname su šiuo maišu, kuris sudarytas iš kaulų ir mėsos.
We gaze into the mirror.
Mes galime pažiūrėti į veidrodį.
And we think, well, how do I look today?
Ir pagalvojame, kaipgi aš atrodau šiandien.
But that's not you. That's not you.
Bet tai ne jūs.
It's just the covering.
Tai tik tai tai, kas jūs dengia.
If you want to beautify yourself,
jeigu norite atrodyti gražiau,
you don't have to.
Jums nereikia.
You're already unlimitedly beautiful.
Nes jūs ir esate labai gražus.
You just have to uncover the dirt that's blocking that beauty.
Tiesiog reikia nuvalyti tą purvą, kuris dengia jūsų grožį.
There are six kinds of dirt which block the beauty of the soul. Lust, anger,
pyktis,
greed,
gobšumas,
madness,
beprotybė,
illusion,
iliuzija,
and envy.
Ir pavydas.
So how do I get rid of this dirt which is blocking the beauty of the soul?
Kaip man apsivalyti nuo šitų purvų?
It's very simple.
Paprasta.
You have to vibrate transcendental sounds.
Tiesiog reikia vibruoti transcendentinę garso vibraciją.
The prime process of deliverance in this age of Kali is called Sankirtan Yagya.
Šiame amžiuje pirminis įsivadavimo procesas yra Sankirtan Yagya.
To absorb yourself in hearing and chanting the names of God.
Pasinerti į klausimą ir vartojimą Dievo vardu.
Someone might say, but I thought yoga was the means.
Bet kažkas gali paklausti, aš maniau, kad joga yra pagrindinė
for becoming self-realized.
Kad suvokti save.
Actually, this chanting is yoga.
Šis kantojimas yra
this
yoga.
Is called mantra yoga.
Tai vadinama mantra yoga.
Or bhakti yoga.
Arba bhakti yoga.
So this is yoga, actually.
Taip, tai yra yoga.
We are yogis here.
Mes čia esame yogai.
Bhakti yogis.
Bhakti yogai.
This is a yoga conference.
Tai yra jogos konferencija.
We're training you how to yoke with the Supreme.
Mokome jūs, kaip atkurti ryšį su aukščiausiu.
I don't know about in Lithuanian or in Russian, but in English the word is yoke. See, the meaning of yoga is actually yoke, like they yoke the ox to the plow.
Anglų kalboje rodys yoga, panašiai skamba su anglišku žodžiu, kuris reiškia jungtis.
So etymologically, they are connected.
Taigi, etymologiškai, jie, šie žodžiai yra
susiję. Yoga means to yoke with the Supreme.
Yoga reiškia susijungti su aukščiausiu.
So yoke means to connect.
O yoke, anglų kalboje, reiškia kur ryšį.
So you are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord.
Jūs esate Dievo dalelis.
But now you have separated from him, misidentifying yourself with a temporary, aging material body.
Bet dabar esate atsiskyrę nuo jo ir to patinto save su senstančiais kūnais.
As I mentioned a few minutes ago,
kaip aš minėjau, kad
it is that misidentification which is the source of all the anxieties you may have.
Būtent šitas klaidingas tapatinimas ir yra visų mūsų problemų priežastis.
So, just as the brilliant sun burns away the morning fog,
ir lygiai taip, kaip nušvitusi saulė išsklaido rūką.
By connecting yourself with Krishna or God,
lygiai taip pat atkurdami ryšį su Krishna,
who is compared to the sun,
kuris yra lyginamas su saule,
all of the fog of ignorance and fog of delusion will be burned away from your consciousness.
Visas rūkas jūsų sąmonėje išsisklaido.
And the original natural beauty of the soul will become fully manifest. How will it become manifest?
Kaip?
That is called acts of devotion.
Tai yra vadinama atsidavimu.
One will be attracted to hear about Krishna.
Žmogų ima traukti pokalbį apie Krishna.
To hear about Krishna is called devotional service of the ears.
Klausytis apie Krishna, tai ausų atsidavimo tarnystė.
One will want to speak about Krishna or chant Hare Krishna.
Žmogus išsiugdo potraukį kalbėti apie Krishna.
This is called devotional service of the tongue.
Tai yra vadinama liežuvio atsidavimo tarnystė.
Another devotional service of the tongue is to taste or honor sacred foodstuffs which have been offered first to the Lord.
Kita liežuvio tarnystė yra pagerbti ragaujant maisto, kuris buvo paukotas viešpačiui.
This is called prasadam or mercy.
Tai yra vadinama prasado arba malonė.
So the tongue actually has two businesses.
Taigi, liežuvis turi du reikalus.
It is meant to taste prasadam.
Ragauti prasadą.
And to vibrate the glories of Krishna.
Ir šlovinti Krishna.
His names.
Kartuoti jo vardą.
His fame.
Jo šlovę.
His quality,
jo savybės,
his pastimes,
jo praeities žaidimus,
his teachings,
jo mokymus.
This is what the tongue is meant to vibrate.
Būtent tai liežuvis turėtų vibruoti.
So if you vibrate these transcendental sound vibrations,
jeigu jūs savo liežuviu vibruosite šias transcendentines vibracijas,
you are calling out to Krishna to rescue you from this material existence.
Jūs prisikviesit Krishna, kad jis išgelbėtų jūs iš šios materialios egzistencijos.
But if one chooses not to vibrate the glories of Krishna,
bet jeigu žmogus pasirenka nevibruoti šių transcendentinių vibracijų,
he prefers to talk some mundane nonsense.
Tada jisai išnekės paprasčiausias nesąmonės.
Which, of course, is the pastime of 99.9999999% of the world population right now.
Ir tokia ir yra veikla visos žmonijos populiacijos.
They can go on talking all day nonsense, you see.
Žmonės gali visą dieną nusišnekėti.
And if you ask them to speak about God, they're not interested to speak about God.
Ir jeigu jų paklausit, ką nors apie Dievą, jie mus visiškai neįdomu.
They say, God? There is no God.
Dievas nėra.
Or, I am God.
Yeah, arba, aš esu Dievas.
They're not interested to talk about Krishna.
Jiem neįdomu kalbėti apie Krishna.
Therefore, their tongue is compared to the tongue of a frog.
Todėl, jų liežuvis yra lyginamas su varlės liežuviu.
The frog is croaking.
Varlė kvaksi.
Kakakra, 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 kakakra. And by that croaking in the dark night,
ir naktį kvaksėdama,
the snake knows exactly where the frog is, even though it's dark. By the sound, the snake can focus and go and eat that frog, you see. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada explains, if you talk nonsense, you are inviting Yamaraj, the god in death, please come here and kill me right now. So the next time you feel like talking, take a minute and analyze what are you going to talk about. Are you going to talk some mundane nonsense? Or are you going to talk about Krishna? When I joined the Brahmacharya Ashram in 1971, we had a very advanced Bhakta leader. His name was His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami. And he posted some rules on the wall. I remember one rule. No relative topics allowed. You couldn't talk about anything except Krishna in the ashram. You weren't allowed to talk about anything except Krishna. That's all you could talk about. So that was a very nice rule. And we did. We talked about Krishna a lot. And it was really nice during prasadam time. We would all sit around like the cowherd boys taking prasadam together. And Vishnu Janaswami, he had memorized so many stories from the Krishna book. And just from his own memory, he'd tell about this lila and that lila. While we were taking prasadam, we hear Krishna lila. It was so nice. So sweet, so nectarian, you see. These pastimes of Krishna are amazing. The cowherd boys would personally witness these pastimes. Now the mothers, they didn't know that Krishna was God. And the cowherd boys also did not know that Krishna was God. But they would see all these amazing pastimes. These big demons would come. Huge monsters. And they would, and you see how Krishna is, every day he's killing another day, another monster. And they would go home at night to their mothers. They would say, Mataji, we were in the forest today with Krishna. And this big demon came and Krishna killed him. And the mother would say, oh yes, these boys, they make up so many stories. So in this way, you see, hearing about Krishna, it's very sweet. Very, very sweet. Ananda chinmaya ratat mataya manasu yapaninam pratipalam smanutam upecha lita yatena bhuvanan nijayat jashram govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Brahmaji talks about the glories of Krishna.
Brahma kalba apie Krishna shlovę.
He says, I worship Krishna, the primeval Lord, whose glory ever triumphantly dominates the mundane world by the activity of his own pastimes being reflected in the minds of recollecting souls as the transcendental entity of ever blissful cognitive rasa.
Viešpas yra transcendentinė gyva būtybė, pilna nuostabiausio savo lilų.
So just consider this amazing person. There's so many things in the news. Every day, like the Nepal earthquake or the riots in Baltimore, there's so many, you know. Or the latest, you know, who won the latest soccer game, you know, whatever. Yeah, so but all of these activities, Krishna, in theater, there's a term called upstaging. In theater, in drama, there's what's called upstaging. The actor's on the stage, okay? There's something, a term called upstaging, like up, there's up and down, upstaging. I don't know how to translate it, but... if one actor is so one actor is not the main actor in the play. His ability to dramatize a particular character is so expert that all attention immediately goes to him.
Jeigu yra toks aktorius, kuris ypatingai perteikia savo vaidmenį, visas dėmesys tenka jam.
Even though he's not the main character, as soon as he walks on the stage, all attention goes on him because he's very expert in drama, in the art of acting.
Jeigu jis nėra pagrindinis aktorius, kai tik jis įžengia į sceną, visas dėmesys tenka jam.
So in a similar way, Krishna upstages everybody in the whole creation. There may be big demigods there controlling all the planets and the universes, you see. There's Brahmaji with his four heads. There's Brahmaji with his 40 heads. There's a Brahmaji with 400 heads. There's a Brahmaji with 4,000 heads. A Brahmaji with 40,000 heads. A Brahmaji with 400,000 heads. A Brahmaji with 4 million heads. Here comes this little kid Krishna with only one head. But he upstages all the Brahmas. Just by lifting his flute, all attention goes. And Krishna is the cynosure of all eyes. Everybody, when Krishna is there, is Krishna. Everything focuses on Krishna. When Krishna plays the flute, everyone goes into ecstasy. So, here in the material world, sometimes we see some musicians who become famous. Just like the Beatles, for example. So many people went wild over the Beatles. But go down to the zoo with a Beatle record, you know, and play it for the animals, you know. She loves you, yeah. She loves you, yeah. See if the animals get excited by the Beatle album. The animals could care less. But when Krishna plays his flute, the gopis go wild, the gopas go wild, the cows go wild, the deer, even the deer go into ecstasy. When they hear Krishna, the deer freeze in ecstasy as soon as they hear that flute. So Krishna captures the attention of everyone, even the butterflies and the ants. Even the land itself, the grass, goes into ecstasy when Krishna plays the flute. So in this way, we have to understand what is Krishna. Venam ganantamaravindaralaya taksam varhavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam kandarpakoti kamaniya visheshushobam govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is expert at playing on his flute,
kuris puikiai groja savo fleita,
with blooming eyes like lotus petals,
jo žydinčios akys kaip lotosai,
head decked with a peacock feather,
o galva papuošta povo plunksna,
with a figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds,
jo nuostabus grožis kaip mėlyno debesies,
and whose unique loveliness is charming millions of cupids. If you can just imagine, Cupid attracts everyone. He has his quiver of those arrows, you know, ching, ching, ching. He attracts everyone with his little arrows of love, you see, or arrows of lust. But Krishna is... He is called Madan Mohan, the attractor of Cupid. Of course, there is someone even more attractive than Madan Mohan, the attractor of Cupid. Do you know who that is? That's Madan Mohan Mohini, the attractor and the attractor of Cupid. Shrimati Radharani. So, just try to awaken your Krishna consciousness, ladies and gentlemen. Please do yourself a favor. Do not remain in mundane consciousness. If you do so, you are cheating yourself. You're cutting your throat with a knife. So do not remain in mundane consciousness. Please, I'm begging you. Please awaken your Krishna consciousness. So now I can request if there's any questions.
Does it apply for women also not to speak nonsense?
More than ever.
Well, your question was very good. It was not nonsense. Yes, women are famous for gossiping, but men now are becoming like women too. So, every woman should be Krishna conscious. Just like all men should be. This is the same for men and women both. Men and women nowadays, everyone speaks nonsense. So, everyone should talk about Krishna.
Bet visi turėtų kalbėti apie Krishna.
When women get together, they should talk about Krishna. When men get together, they should talk about Krishna. When we come together as a family like this, a loving family, we should all talk about Krishna. Otherwise, it is the croaking toad. Kakakra, kakakra, kakakra. Whether you're a female croaking toad or you're a male croaking toad, Yamaraj will come and eat you up. Next question. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there's no questions. I can go back and do some reading and writing about Krishna. Maybe you have some questions for me while I'm here. I just come all the way from the holy land of Vrindavan.
Yeah, I have a question. Yes. Kartais, kai kroka Hare Krishna mantra, tai nejaučiu jokios emocijos. Nu, būna, kad jaučiu, kai atsiduodu ir jaučiu visą tai. Ne, bet kai klausu kažkokių kitų žmonių, na, pasijaučiu toksai kitoks tarp viso. Tiesiog nenorisi imti kitą žmogaus vibracijas ar kitą. Tiesiog norisi jam atspindėti savo vibraciją. Bet nu, padaryti tam tikrą, nu, tokį sąryšį, kad jis pajustų, ką aš turiu, ką jis. Nes dauguma mūsų individualiai turime tą, nu, labai individualią tą mahamantros tarimą ir intonaciją turim. Ir sunku, nu, sunku yra pajausti, nes kitą, suprasti, ar reikia man žemiau, ar aukščiau groti.
Sometimes when I'm chanting, I'm not feel any emotion. And sometimes when I'm listening others, also not feeling. Something.
What was the second point?
That when I am chanting or some other is chanting, sometimes yeah. I not feel emotion. So
that's because you're a neophyte. The emotions are there, right? But they are buried right now beneath all the material contamination.
Visos reikiamos emocijos yra, bet jos yra užkastos tavo širdy.
Sat Krishna Nama Charitari Satapya Vidya Pato Patasya Rasana Chana Rochekanu Kind Vandana Narin Alina Yankari Shai Vajushta Savikramad Bhavitita Gamula Hantri. The holy name, character, and pastimes of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet, just like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one who is afflicted with the jaundice of avidya cannot taste anything sweet, it is simply wonderful that by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. So even though Krishna's name is unlimitedly sweet, because we are suffering from the disease called avidya or ignorance, sometimes we experience it as bitter. Rupa Goswami compares this to the disease known as jaundice. When one has jaundice, sugar candy tastes very bitter. But sugar candy is the medicine to cure jaundice. So the doctor orders, you must take sugar candy every day. But doctor, it tastes so horrible, I just want to spit it out. My dear patient, you must take it. Because by taking it every day, the natural sweetness of the sugar candy will come back as you become cured from the jaundice. So even if you find the holy name to be bitter and you just want to spit it out, you must carefully chant these sweet names every day. Because by doing that, the natural sweetness will gradually come back. You will achieve the stage called Nama Ruchi, in which you savor the flavor of Krishna at every minute. As so beautifully and poetically described by Srila Rupa Goswami. Tundai tandamani vitang vitinatai tantavali lamdiye Kanna krodha kadamani gatayate kunavidai braspiham Chaitara pangani sangani vijayate sarvendriyanam kritim Najane janita kriyad viramita krini krishneti varnadvai. Rupa Goswami says, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced. Because when I vibrate Krishna, the person Krishna is dancing on my tongue, emanating so much nectar that my one mouth can't hold all of that nectar. Therefore, I must have millions of mouths. Lord, please give me millions of mouths so I can capture more of that nectar. And then when Krishna enters the holes of my ears, oh, there's so much nectar. I need billions and trillions of ears to capture at least a little bit more of that nectar. And then when Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart, I'm stunned. I'm paralyzed in a state of transcendental bliss. So, he will faithfully and carefully chant these names every day without fail.
kiekvieną dieną.
And avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. Under the shelter and guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, you will achieve this state described by Rupa Goswami. Now you have to do the work. Prabhupada says, the tongue must work. Do you have a job?
I don't have a job.
Who has a job here? Anybody have a job? You have a job. Do you have to work to get paid?
Yes.
If you have a job, you have to work to get paid. So right now, your job is to chant Hare. You do have a job. I'm giving you a job. You're hired.
Yes.
Your job is to chant Hare Krishna.
Yes.
And you're going to get paid also.
Yes.
Your pay will be, you will get paid with what's called Nama Ruchi, a taste for the name. Now when you go to work, do they pay you every minute?
No.
At the end of the month, at the end of the week? So you have to wait for your paycheck. You do your work with faith, the employer will pay you at the end of the time period, right? So you must do your work of chanting with the faith that Krishna will pay you with Namaruchi in due course of time. This is called Shraddha or faith. You must put your faith in Krishna. That now I don't have any taste. I get bored with the name, I fall asleep while I'm chanting my japa. I don't feel like chanting sometimes, I just want to talk nonsense. You do it on the order of Krishna and the order of Guru. And then, in due course, you will get paid. You will achieve the stage of Nama Ruchi described by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jai. Next question.
Jums labai pasisekė, jūs sutikot patį Ačariją Šrilą Prabhupadą savo gyvenime. Jūs jūsų dvasinis mokytojas buvo praėjo tiek daug metų, kas jums labiausiai įstrigo, kaip jūs susitikino, kad reikia jį pasirinkti dvasinio mokytojų, kad amžinai kartuoti šimtus Dievo vardus?
You are so lucky to meet Šrilą Prabhupadą. And after so many years, maybe you can reflect what was most inspiring you from Srila Prabhupada, what was most inspiring you to take shelter from him?
Well, I can tell you what convinced me to take shelter of Srila Prabhupada. In one word.
Vienu žodžiu.
Envy. Yeah. I was motivated by envy. Just like when there's a honey jar, somebody who has access to the end, who's unscrewed the lid, they can stick their tongue inside the honey jar and get the real nectar, you see. But those who don't have the access, they can only lick the outside of the honey jar. But there's no honey. It's a brand new honey jar. There's no honey on the outside. So I was a young singer-songwriter, you know, checking out the movement to see how I could learn how to write better songs. But I wanted to write songs about Krishna, like George Harrison, you know, My Sweet Lord. And I was thinking, well, if I live in the ashram and do all the disciplines, then I can write, learn how to write better songs about Krishna for my musical career. They said, well, Steve, you know, you should surrender, become a disciple. And no, I don't want to do that. So what convinced me to actually be, you know, give up my career as a singer-songwriter and become a brahmachari. What convinced me to do that? As I said, it was envy. And here's what happened. George Harrison, along with the London devotees, had just released an album called the Radha Krishna Temple album, a 13th, 3 1/3 vinyl album. Very nice album. The first cut on the album is especially famous. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. It was the first cut. The second cut was Samsaradava Nalalita Loka Tranayakar Yunyaganaganadvam Praptasya Kalyana Gunanavasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. So I had a service there in the ashram to vacuum the temple room rug every morning. And I was vacuuming it while we were playing. We had that record going practically all the time. I was hearing that second cut on the album. The devotees were singing Gravastikam to Prabhupada. And I kind of tuned in to their mood of devotion to Prabhupada. I was thinking, well, I will be Krishna conscious, but I won't be devoted to Prabhupada. It's one of the fatal mental diseases of neophytes. I won't take a guru, I'll just be Krishna conscious on my own. It's a common mistaken idea of neophytes. So I was embracing the idea, I'll just be Krishna conscious, but I won't be devoted to Prabhupada. But then, as I was hearing the way these devotees were singing Gravastakam, I realized they were swimming in an ocean of nectar. They had access to the inside of the honey jar, getting the honey, relishing the honey of Prabhupada bhakti, devotion to Prabhupada. We talk about Krishna bhakti, right? But you have to have Prabhupada bhakti also to really get the nectar. Krishna says in the Adi Purana, unless you're devoted to my devotee, you are not my devotee. So I did not, by maintaining this attitude, I will only be a devotee of Krishna and not a devotee of Prabhupada, I wasn't tasting that nectar the devotees were tasting. So as I was meditating on the nectarian ocean which was vibrating in the hearts of the devotees as they were singing Gravastakam,
taigi aš buvau visiškai paniręs į tą širdies būseną, kurią jautė atsidavusi, dainuodami šilai Prabhupadai Gurvaštakam.
The thought totally flooded my consciousness.
Tai pilnai užtvindė mano sąmonę.
Wouldn't it be beautiful if I gave my life to Prabhupada?
Ir pas mane atėjo viena mintis. Ar nebūtų nuostabu atiduoti savo gyvenimą šilai Prabhupadai?
The tears came streaming down my face. Prabhupada entered into my heart. He's been there ever since. That's how it happened. It was envy. Those Hare Krishnas, they're tasting more nectar than me. I'm envious. I want that nectar too. They're inside the honey jar, I'm outside the honey jar. So I joined because of envy. Envy was my motivating factor. I don't want somebody to get more nectar than me. So now I've been relishing the nectar for 44 years. And the nectar keeps getting sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. I'm relishing a lot of nectar. And next week I'll be even more. So I invite you all to join the Hare Krishna movement fully as initiated disciples. Tune in to Krishna. Tune out of Maya.
Thank you.
Jūs nedaugelis iš dvasinių mokytojų kuris yra nesanėsis, o šeimos žmogus, ir esate didžiulis pavyzdys įskono judėjime, kad galima šeimoje praktikuoti Krišnos sąmonę. Kaip, ką galėtumėt patarti šeimos žmonėms, kurie čia yra, galbūt kažkas galvoja vesti, kaip nesipykti ir išgyventi Krišnos sąmonėje su žmona ir atsiduoti Krišnai?
You are a very rare example of spiritual master who is not sannyasi, and maybe you can give some suggestions for devotees who has a family or who want to have a family, how to long life in family and have nice Krishna conscious relationships.
No illicit sex. Don't have sex for fun. Have sex only for kids. As soon as you have sex for fun, it spoils your Krishna consciousness. Because sex is really not fun, ultimately. The only real fun is to reconnect with Krishna. So if you have sex for fun, you're just killing your own Krishna consciousness, is all you're doing. That's the most important thing. No illicit sex. Brahmachari, grihastha brahmachari, means he only has sex for producing Krishna conscious children. He's as good as a sannyasi. Actually, sometimes even better. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he sent a sannyasi to the UK to establish the Krishna conscious movement in Britain.
Į Angliją, kad įtvirtinti Krishna sąmonės judėjimą.
This sannyasi could not do it.
Bet sannyasi tai nepavyko.
Prabhupada sent three householder couples.
Bet Šila Prabhupada nusintė tris šeimos žmonės.
Jamuna and Gurudas, Shamasundar and Malati, Mukunda and Janaki. Along with Shamasundar and Malati's little daughter, Sarasvati. So seven of them went to the UK.
Taigi iš viso septyni žmonės su dukrele.
And they created a revolution. It's been going on ever since. The UK is a powerful place of Krishna consciousness. Because of the preaching of three householder couples who outdid what the sannyasis could not do. Next question.
Kokią nuotaiką reiktų ugdytis, arba kaip čia pasakyti, kad išgrįnint motyvą ir knygų platinimą, nes viskas taip savanaudiškai gaunasi ir
skaustama. What mood we should cultivate to purify our motives in Krishna consciousness?
Everything for Guru and Krishna.
Viskas turi būti skirto Guru ir Krishna.
Yat karoshi yadashnasi yajjahosi dadasi yat yattapashashikontaya tatkadishva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me. Everything you do should be for Krishna.
Viskas, ką tu darai, turi būti skirta
Krishna. Something you're doing which is not for Krishna, stop it.
Ir jeigu kažką darai, ne dėl Krishna,
only do things for Krishna.
Tik tai dėl Krishnas.
And then you'll be in bliss 24 hours a day.
Ir 24 valandas per parą būsi.
Relishing the sweetest happiness of Krishna prema.
Ragausi Krishnas premos laimę.
How about book distribution is for Prabhupada?
And what about book distribution? Should we do it for Prabhupada or for Krishna?
Why either? You're doing it for both? Krishna says you have to be devoted to, if you want to be devoted to me, you have to do it by being devoted to my devotee. So therefore, when Krishna says whatever you're doing, do it for me, that means you have to do it for Prabhupada also. Let me see if I can help to clarify your understanding. I'm I'm telling you, you must surrender to Krishna. Does that mean you surrender only to Krishna? In one sense, yes, but in another sense, no. Because Krishna says, if you want to surrender to me, you have to do it by surrendering to my devotee. So surrender to Krishna automatically means surrender to the spiritual master, automatically. You understand? Mm-hmm. It automatically includes Prabhupada. He's automatically included. Because if Prabhupada is not included, it's not surrender to Krishna. You're simply on the mental platform, concocting your own so-called devotional service. Only service rendered through the medium of the spiritual master is accepted by Krishna. Only service rendered through the medium of the spiritual master is accepted by Krishna. If you don't go through the medium of the spiritual master, Krishna says, I don't recognize your devotional service. So you should think, I want to please Prabhupada by flooding this whole world with his books. You should pray to Prabhupada, my dear Srila Prabhupada, I want to please you by flooding this city of Kaunas with your books. Please, Prabhupada, help me. You can pray to Prabhupada to help you. And Prabhupada will shower you with mercy. Every day you should beg Prabhupada that you can please him by distributing as many of his books as possible. And Prabhupada will bless you with his smiling face at every minute. Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Yes.
Norėjau paklausti pas mokyto nuotaiką verčia susimastyti ne dienom, ne mėnesiais, bet minutėm. Dėl tos nuotaikos, dėl tos ekstazės. Vat. Bet kaip ją pagavus, nes nebejoju irgi, kad čia yra daug, kad nepagavę, kaip ją išlaikyti pastoviai 44 metus, o ne mėnesį, ne du.
You inspiring us to change so fast? And you're giving this mood, but how to keep it, this inspiration, not to lost it?
Well, you can get on my e-course. That helps a lot. Yeah. How often does it come out in Lithuania? Once a week?
Four
times a week. Sign up for my Lithuanian version of my e-course. You'll get something 4 days a week in your email to keep you fired up.
Keturis kart per savaitę į lietuvių kalbą išeina mano dienos mintis, tai prisiregistruok.
What is the URL for signing up?
If you know English,
if you know English, you can get it 7 days a week. It's www.backtohome.com if you know English. And what's the Lithuanian URL?
Backtohome.lt.
There you go. Backtohome.lt. Huh? So if you want to stay juiced up, get on it, sign up, get some a dose of bhakti in your email. We even have CEOs signed up for it, head of corporations. A Hollywood actor got on it. And he gave up Hollywood and became a brahmachari. So it's a potent course. People are raving about it like anything, how much it's helping their Krishna consciousness. It's called the ultimate self-realization course. If you sign up, you can write questions directly to me and I'll answer them by the email. Next question.
Ką daryti, jei dvasinė mokyta nurodymai dėl tarnyščių skirius nuo šventyklos, kurie gyveni nurodymai dėl tarnyščių?
What to do if spiritual master orders different from the services which I have in my temple?
Um, Well, the GBC law says the spiritual master shouldn't do that.
GBC tvarka nurodo, kad dvasis mokytojas neturėtų taip daryti.
There has to be a cooperation between the guru and the local temple.
Turi būti bendradarbiavimas tarp dvasinio mokytojo ir vietinės šventyklos.
The spiritual masters are not supposed to do them.
Dvasinis mokytojas turėtų bendradarbiauti.
And actually, but I can tell you the real move. Prabhupada, I was serving within a particular temple, and you know, I have my temple authority, and I also have Prabhupada. So who am I supposed to follow, you could ask? My temple authority or follow Prabhupada?
Aš tarnavau šventykloje, turėjau savo autoritetus, ir Prabhupada irgi yra mano autoritetas. Tai kurio aš turėjau klausyti?
So I wrote Prabhupada.
Taigi, parašiau Prabhupadai.
You know what he told me?
Žinot, ką jis man pasakė?
He said, follow the temple authority.
Jisai pasakė, sek šventyklos autoritetą.
So the spiritual master's order is follow the temple authority.
Taigi, dvasinio mokytojo nurodymas yra sekti šventyklos autoritetą.
That's how Prabhupada trained me.
Taip žino, Prabhupada mane apmokė.
And that's how I act as a spiritual master. Well, I have about 200 disciples around the world, and I work in harmony with the local leaders because that's what Prabhupada did.
Lygiai taip pat aš apmokau savo mokinius, kad jie būtų harmonijoje su...
I don't tell them to do something different than what their local leaders tell them to do.
Nesakau jiems daryti kažką skirtingo.
Because that creates chaos.
Nes tai sukurs chaosą.
In the society.
Mūsų visuomenė.
Spiritual master should be mindful of what is the devotee's service now in the temple, and the spiritual master should encourage the devotee to become perfect in his service within the temple.
Dvasinis mokytojas turi stebėti, kokia tarnystė yra pas mokinį, ir įkvėpti jį atlikti tą tarnystę tobulai.
So I would the spiritual master tells you to do something different, you should buy to your spiritual master and explain. Maybe he doesn't realize that you have another service given by the temple authority. You should explain to him, Guru Maharaj, I've been asked to do this service by the temple authority. You should let him know.
Taigi, dvasiniam mokytojui reikia duoti žinoti, kokią tarnystę jūs turite savo šventykloje, duoti vietinio autoritetą.
Because Prabhupada system was follow your temple authority. That's what Prabhupada said to do.
Prabhupada sistema yra sekti savo šventyklos autoritetą.
Does that help?
Ar tai padeda?
Okay, next question.
Taigi, dar klausimas.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you just came from Vrindavan. Maybe you can explain something more about your journey to Vrindavan.
Wow. Well, Prabhupada says in Vrindavan, whatever you do is whatever you devotional service you do, the effect is multiplied 1,000 times.
Prabhupada minėjo, kad Vrindavane kokią tarnystę atliktumėt, efektas yra 1,000 kartų stipresnis.
So when you chant Hare Krishna nicely in Vrindavan, it's like saying it 1,000 times.
Taigi, kai sukartojate Hare Krishna, tai kaip 1,000 kartų ištartumėt, toks pats efektas.
So in Vrindavan, one should always be very careful to rise early every day, don't sleep in, rise early every day, go to Mangal Arati, do everything without fail, do everything right.
Taigi, Vrindavan reikia labai dėmesingai keltis visą laiką laiku.
Be on your best behavior in Vrindavan.
Patį geriausiai elgesį parodyti.
And like I might as well invite everyone this year. I've been having my Vyas Pujas here every year in Lithuania, but this year we're having it in Vrindavan.
Daug metų šilės augas apučia čia svenčiau Kaune, bet dabar mes švesime šį kartą Vrindavane.
So I'm inviting everyone on November 6th of November, my Vyas Puja will be celebrated in Vrindavan. It's going to be 1,000 times more potent than it was in Lithuania. So everybody's invited. As we say in Texas, y'all come. You're invited for my Vyas Puja in Vrindavan on 6th November.
This is your blessings for us.
Actually, it's all everything is the blessings of Prabhupada. I'm just a delivery boy for Prabhupada's blessings. Who am I to bless? It's Prabhupada is the real blesser, and I'm just his messenger boy. That's all. Next question.
When we make service in the temple, it is also like Vrindavan, 1,000 times stronger?
It could be, yeah. Could be 10,000 times. Because service and separation is sweeter than service and meeting. You can make the temple 10,000 times more potent if you have the right mood, the humble service to Prabhupada's mission. And going on a book distribution 100,000 times.
There is questions from internet.
Yes, what is that question?
Hare Krishna mokytojau, kaip pasitarnauti savo tėvams, jei jie laimę supranta kaip jūs jų tenkinimą?
How to make service to my parents if they understand the happiness as sense gratification?
Give them wonderful prasadam. They will gratify their material senses and their spiritual senses at the same time. Give them the most wonderful, delicious prasadam as much as possible.
And one more question.
Būna, kad kartuojant džiapą 14-5 ratą, liežuvis kaip suakmenėja ir nesugebu ištarti mantros, kad ir kaip norėčiau. Ar čia irgi ta pati jūsų minėta jauta?
While chanting mantra on the 5th or 6th round, for me it become very difficult to chant. This is the same reason this janda?
Jandis.
Yes, you're suffering from jaundice, that's right. You just have to... What's difficult? I mean, your throat gets dry, or what? I don't understand. It could be, maybe you just need to take a sip of water if your throat's getting dry. But the point is, you have to push through, and it doesn't matter whether it's easy or difficult, just keep chanting. Whether the mind says, oh, this is so sweet, or the mind says, oh, this is so difficult, ignore your mind and just keep chanting. Just like you're rolling down the highway, you just keep going, you know. You just keep rolling on. Whether you're going uphill or downhill, you just keep going on and on and on. So sometimes chanting is like going downhill. It becomes like gliding very easily. Sometimes it's difficult, like climbing a hill. When you're driving a car down the highway, you can maintain the same speed, whether you're going up the hill or down the hill, you see. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just keep rolling. Don't worry about easy and difficult. Just keep rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling. Every mantra is taking you one step closer to Krishna. Whether it's an easy mantra or it's a difficult one, it doesn't matter. Each mantra is taking you one step closer to Krishna. Any more questions? Yeah.
Sakoma, kad geriausiai yra 16 ratų iš karto sukartuot ryte. Tai vat, jeigu, pavyzdžiui, sukartuoji kokį 11-12 ir paskui jau tingi pavargsti kartuot, geriau da kartuot juos toj tingėjimo nuotaikoj ar pasilikti vakare ir vakare nuoširdžiau sukartuot?
It is said that the best thing is to chant all 16 rounds in one time. But after chanting 11 rounds, I become very tired. So it is better to keep chanting in this tired mood or a little bit relax and then chant the rest of the rounds.
Well, you could try after the 11th round, you can try standing up. If you're getting sleepy.
No, just...
Exhaust. Take a drink of water.
I am drinking every day a lot of water.
Huh?
I am drinking every day a lot of water.
Uh-huh.
The time.
If you need to take a break, you can do that.
But
you can try chanting a little softer also. You can just try chanting a little softer. That may help too. Instead of talking very loud, you can chant a little softer. You can try that too.
Arba galite mėginti kartoti švelniau, tyliau.
Aš minėjau vakarą atkelti.
Entuziasmas.
You can break it up if you want. No, you don't have to chant it all at one time.
Jeigu reikia ir nori, tai gali pabaigti vėliau.
But once you become a little practice, it's chanting 16 rounds at one go is not difficult.
Kai truputį pažengi, sukartoti vienu ypu 16 ratų
nesudėtinga. Now it may be difficult, but
dabar gal sunku.
You reach a point where you can do 12 easily but at one go, you see.
Ir palaipsniui pasieksi būsiną, kada 12 nesunkiai sukartoti.
Then you reach a point where you can do 13 easily at one go. And then 14, and then 15, and 16. So it may take a little time, but you'll get to a point where you can do 16 at one go with no problem. You're just new chanting, you're starting off, so it may be difficult. You can take a break if you want. Whatever works for you, do it. Next question.
This question from internet.
Yeah.
How to find spiritual master? Should I chant and wait or I should do something?
Yes. Actually, you don't have to bother looking for a spiritual master. If you associate in ISKCON, so many gurus are already there. So then which one should you take? That can be the question. You see. But there's so many gurus who come to Lithuania, you see. So which one should I accept? Some devotees take 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years. Which one should I accept? But this material world is a sinking ship. And there are many lifeboats taking off to rescue the people from the sinking ship. So which lifeboat should I take? The Naranjan Swami lifeboat, Bhakti Chaitanya Swami lifeboat, Sankarshan Dasadikari lifeboat. Which lifeboat should I get on? I can't figure it out. Well, don't wait too long, because death can come at any minute. And Prabhupada says without initiation you can become an animal in your next birth. So take advantage of your human form and pick, doesn't matter, take any one of the gurus. They're all representing Prabhupada very nicely. Just like when the ship is sinking, just get on any one of the lifeboats. Whichever one is more convenient, get on that lifeboat and be saved. That's them. So when all the gurus are qualified, like the ISKCON gurus, they're all qualified. Just take whichever one is more convenient, get initiated, go back to Godhead. Anything else?
Kam reikėtų teikti prioritetą, jeigu nepavyksta su arba neužtenka jėgų vienodai kokybiškai sukartoti ratus ir atlikti tarnystės? Ar tarnystės turėtų būti pirmoje vietoje, ar vis tik sukartoti ratus?
What is the priority, to chant nicely rounds or the service? Because if you have to do both things, what is the priority?
The chanting is absolutely essential. I know one devotee, he did wonderful service. He made the most nectarian burfi you could ever imagine. But he didn't chant one round. And now he doesn't make the burfi anymore. So the most important thing is you have to chant your rounds every day very nicely. But if I'm living in the temple, and every day after Tulsi worship I have some service to do. What to do? I have service during the japa period, and during the day I have a very difficult time to chant my round. I knew a devotee who was in that predicament. His name was Ramnath Sukha Prabhu. He is my godbrother. So he was the head cook in our Atlanta temple. And it was a big temple with like 30 or 40 people he had to cook breakfast for every day. Huge breakfast. So his service began right after Mangal Arati. And then he had to cook the lunch offering. And the evening offering. And he cooked the deity sweets. So how's he going to chant decent rounds? Well, he's a very smart brahmachari. He would get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, take his shower nicely, and he'd be in the shower room from 2:30 to 4:30 chanting 16 rounds very, very nicely. Well, he didn't get as much sleep, so what to do? The Brahmachari Ashram is always a very lively place, so many things, people talking, doing this and that. How could he take a nap? Well, there was one time when the Brahmachari Ashram was peaceful and quiet. And that was during breakfast. Everybody was down in the Bishadam room. So every day during breakfast Bishadam, Ran Math Sukha Prabhu was sound asleep in the Brahmachari Ashram having a fantastic nap. So, and I noticed what he was doing, and I said, this looks pretty good. I started getting up at 2 o'clock also. And I was chanting with him. It was fantastic. And then I would study during the japa period. So, if it's really difficult, try getting finish all your rounds before Mangal Arati. You have Mangal Arati every day? Yeah. Get your rounds done before Mangal Arati. And you'll find it's incredibly sublime. And then you're ready for service, whatever service may come. I got 16 rounds done. I'm feeling like a million rupees. I can do anything. Okay, so our time is up.
One more question.
All right.
I want to ask about the service. Usually we take service as some physical work, but for example, prayer for others, it is also service or not?
If you want to pray for others, I have a wonderful prayer from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Instead of concocting your own prayers, take a prayer from a liberated soul. If you will pray this prayer, you'll be praying not only for your friends, your relatives, or whoever it may be, but you'll be praying for every single living entity throughout the entire universe. This prayer will make you feel so good. It's in the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam. Svastiyastu vishvasya kala prasidatam dayanta bhutani shivang matodaya manascha bhajang bhajatam madoksa jaya veshitam no matarapya haitaki. May there be good fortune throughout the entire universe. May all envious persons be pacified. Let everyone become calm by engaging in bhakti yoga. Because by engaging in devotional service, everybody will think of everybody else's welfare.
Yes.
Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence. Lord Shri Krishna. And always remain absorbed in thoughts of Him. If you pray this prayer, you'll be saying the best prayer every single jiva soul throughout the whole existence.
Melsdamiesi šią maldą, jūs išsakysite geriausią maldą, kuri neša didžiausią naudą visom gyvom būtybėm, visoj visatoj.
And Lord Chaitanya will shower His blessings upon you if you pray in this way. You will benefit every single jiva soul in all of existence. So if you like to pray for others, that's the best way to do it. I don't generally pray for some particular devotee, although I'm concerned about them. I am concerned about them. Just like I have a disciple named Sevananda Das. He lives in Kathmandu, Nepal. And when the earthquake came, and there's over 5,000 people have been killed. It's heavy, heavy. So I was very worried about him. I didn't pray for him. I sent him an email, see if he was alive or dead. And I didn't get an answer back. And it worried me a lot. I called the temple in Kathmandu. But they didn't speak English very well. And I couldn't really communicate with them. So being very worried about him, I sent another email. And he's alive. And he told me what happened when the earthquake came. He was on the second floor of his house. He has a little 1.5-year-old son. The walls were shaking and everything was like... And he thought, this is it, I'm going to die. And all of a sudden, amazing mystical experience happened. Just out of nowhere, he was just going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then the earthquake subsided and the house was not damaged. He was not killed. Even though thousands of people were killed, 500,000 people are homeless, if you can imagine. 500,000 people are homeless. Their homes were destroyed. His home was not destroyed. His whole family is safe. And it was the most happy thing for me to find out. But I didn't pray, oh Krishna, please protect my disciple from the earthquake. I don't need to pray like that. Because just by preaching Krishna consciousness, I'm already doing the highest welfare for all living entities. I don't have to pray, well, please may so-and-so get hired, he's going for a job interview, please can he get hired today. I don't have to pray these kind of prayers. Just act for the welfare of all living entities. And all auspiciousness will be the result for you and for the whole world. So we'll stop here. And we thank you very, very much for the wonderful reception, the wonderful questions, the wonderful listening. You all are great. I love you. And may you all become pure devotees of Krishna. Thank you.